Well, hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong from the podcast studios here at Open Door Church. Hello, everybody. How y'all are? Today, guys, I'm going to be talking to you about an encounter I had with the Lord last night, and it's fresh, and so we'll have to unpack this thing together. You're going to love this episode, but remember that this is all about spiritual warfare, and so whenever we do altered state, it is about spiritual warfare, a different kind of lens on spiritual warfare. And this is going to be episode number 5. And I want to remind you what episode 1 was all about. It was about talking about the different kinds of species within the angelic realm, whether it is fallen or whether it is holy. And then after that, we started talking about realms and spaces, right? That was episode number 2, was all about realms and sacred space. And it was all about, hey, you don't fight the same in the outer court as you do in the Holy of Holies. Those are two different places. Hey, this is the gateway of God, and I knew it not. This is the house of the Lord, and I knew it not. Had I known that, I would have been able to stand in a different way. And that was what the third one was all about. The third one was all about altering your state. Man, we enter into his courts with thanksgiving and praise. And it's all about compatibility for the space that you're standing in when it comes to spiritual things. All of my ladies were in my office this morning. I was in there with Pastor Shea. I was in there with Connie. I was in there with Rebecca. And we were in there and we were talking about, we have to be able to separate our soul and our spirit, man, when we're dealing with yuckiness, because every day you're going to have to deal with what I call the yuck of your own humanity, the yuck of your own situations, the yuck of the day that you're living in, and be able to separate that from your assignment, from your anointing, in the midst of your failures, in the midst of stuff that you don't feel easy about. You're like, I'm really uneasy about this, really. Okay. The word of God actually divides. It comes in and it divides all that. And that's why we have to be strong in the word of God, and that we have to rely upon it. And it's a big part of our loyalty with King Jesus. And then the last one that we did, the fourth one, was on the difference between power and authority. And so in the power realm, you have your gifts. And when God Almighty gives you power, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. But that doesn't mean that you have authority. So it's the devil is one of the greatest examples of that. God Almighty gave him great power, but took away his authority. He has to fight hard for you and I to give him authority so that he can use his power. And just like that, we also have to fight hard and make sure that we're not so leaned into our gifting that we don't understand our authority, because our gifts will be irrelevant if it's on the wrong fields where we have no authority. You can literally stand on one side of one street and have authority and move across the street and not have authority. And like, whoa, how does all that work? I thought I carried the presence of Jesus with me everywhere. Everywhere, as far as your salvation is concerned, as far as how you are seated with God in heavenly places. But when it comes to warfare, we have to know how to carry him into those places in a way where he gets his will done and his kingdom come. And if you're not careful, you can get your hat handed off to you. And so we're discussing those things. And today, I'm going to bring this fascinating subject of the eyes of the Lord. Like, whoa. Okay. The eyes of the Lord have to do with God's personal intervention. And we're going to be talking about that today. And so, man, get ready. Buckle your seatbelts, and I call you blessed in Jesus' name. It's good to see so many people that are here with me today. And, guys, there are so many, including Brother Pablo, all the way down in Argentina, is here with us today. Jennifer Wyatt is joining us from California. Jennifer, it's good to see you. Christina, how are you doing? Vicky, so glad to see you. Crystal, I bless you. Watching all the way from South Africa here today. Hey, would you guys please do me a big favor? And will y'all please like and share this thing, right? And if you're watching on YouTube, and if you have not yet followed us on there, if you have not yet subscribed to us, go there and do that. It won't take but just a second, because we're about to move over into the 200,000 people category. And that really helps us. Also, if you're watching on Facebook, be sure and hit the hearts and the laughs and the thumbs up and do those things. That also increases our algorithm, makes you a missionary, a media missionary, I need to say. And thank you. Thank you guys for doing that. For all my friends that are watching over at odx.tv, hey, way to go, ODX family. Don't forget, we got a special ODX weekend that is coming up quickly. And Shay, when is that ODX weekend? November the 15th is when that end is when that is. And if you are a lifetime member or if you're a third stage member, you guys get the first dibs at the tickets on that. It's very limited because we're going to do a huge food outreach together. And then that day, as we're all together, I'm going to give you a tour of the building. I'm going to spend some special time with you. I'm going to feed your face. We're all going to eat together. And then we are going to sit down, and I have some very special guests that's going to be joining us. Who's going to be joining me? Well, Alan DiDio is going to be here. What? And Joseph Z. What? And Brian Schwartz. What? And Tony Merkel. Like, what? Who else is going to be with me? Darren Stott is going to be here, and Todd Coconato. And you're going to get a whole day with us. We're all going to spend the day together. And you know what else we're going to do? You're going to get to see the premiere of the first 2 hours of our brand new TV show that we will be releasing that week. But you'll get to see it with us. We're all going to watch it together. And it's called The Counter. I'm going to show you what The Counter looks like. Let's watch this. This is going to be one of the greatest shows ever, and I'm so excited about it. So, friends, be looking for Joseph Z. We're Christians. We're believers in Jesus. Right. Darren Stott.
This can be redeemed. Your marriage can be restored.
Alan DiDio.
God speaks through authority. He always has, and he always will.
Tony Merkel.
And so it should be a call to the men of the household to be strong in their position and don't abandon the post.
Brian Schwartz.
That means we have his memory, we have his insight, we have his perspective.
And yours truly, for a brand new show that's called The Counter. You'll be able to find it exclusively in stage 2 and stage 3 of ODX.TV. And boom. So listen, man, you don't want to miss that weekend. It's going to be so much fun. It's free to ODX members that are stage 2 and stage 3 and our lifetime members. So how do you do that? Well, you go to ODX.TV and you actually sign up for it. So, hey, what are you waiting on? Hey, are you partnering with us? Are you like the thousands of people that are already partnering with us that say, Troy, I want to help you rescue boys and girls out of the horrors of sexual slavery. Troy, I believe in the message, man, that you're preaching all over the world. I want to help you build homes for little boys and little girls. I want to help you build schools. I want to help you build water wells. I got to get in this fight. Hey, if that's you and you're already there. Hey, listen, we will be going through, it's first come, first serve, and it's very, very limited. I mean, we're not going to have thousands of people here for this. This is just a couple of hundred people that we're going to allow to actually be here with us. Lifetime members get first dibs. Third stage members get second dibs. Second stage members get the third dibs. And then if you are a member at all, then we'll be seeing if there's any room left over there. So this whole new show, man, that's coming out, I'm so daggum excited about it because we actually filmed this back in January. And I think I'm actually going to see the very first fully edited, whole nine yards with the sound. I think I'm going to get to see that today. And what I have seen so far of how well it's edited, how well it's put together. And then, of course, the subject matter is, you know, hey, it's crazy. It's like, what about aliens? Well, why would a bunch of men of God get together and talk about aliens? Because people are talking about it all over the world. And what is the biblical lens of that? How does that fit into the end time? And then we're talking about blurry things going on all over the world. And we're talking about portals. We're talking about trafficking. We're talking about witchcraft. We're talking about how do we stand in the day that we stand in today. And it's going to be a hootenanny. Man, you never see anything like it. I've never done anything like it. The first 30 minutes of that is actually going to be free on YouTube. But then if you want to watch the full extended hour of every single one of those episodes, then you got to be at least a stage 2 member at ODX.TV. So if you want to come out and see the premiere, if you want to hang out with me and my good friends, and if you want to go do a food outreach with me where you will help me give away over 100,000 pounds of food to over 4,000 people like we have been now for 35 years, man, you got to sign up at ODX.TV. For more questions or if you need more information, you can call the number that's on your screen, call 877-413-0888. And let me say this. Hey, look, if you need a friend, if you need a prayer, man, you can call us 24/7. And I nearly called him last night at about at about 10:30 last night because I had an encounter with the Lord, but I knew exactly what to do with it because I was instructed in a dream last night, and we're about to talk about that. But hey, this is the place where you partner with us. This is the place where you get prayer. And I want to tell you, once you do partner with us, our team will actually call you, and they're not going to call you to beg you for money. They're going to call you to actually minister to you. And so this is how we take care of our partners. And besides giving them everything that's on the platform of ODX.TV, it's unlike any other ministry you've ever been a part of. Okay, joining me today, Miss Connie, how are you, darling?
I'm doing good.
I'm so happy to see you today.
Thank you.
When you walked to my office today, I was like, "Oh, good, Connie's here."
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
It was good. I did a bunch of gardening and chickens.
Ooh, chickens! And yes. You messed with the dirt. You scratched at the dirt. You're gonna have to come out to my place and just see our flowers out there right now.
Yeah, I need to.
It's the most beautiful they've ever been in the 10 years we've lived there. Of course, it's been the mildest summer we've ever had, and it rained more this year than we've seen it rain.
Which
in a
is
long
crazy.
Time.
I don't think I've ever lived through a Texas summer.
That was
like
as cool
this one, yeah.
as this one was. Well, thank God for all those stripes in the sky. Yeah, God for all the chemicals that they're dumping in our skies today. Well, that's just a conspiracy theory. Well, yeah. Thank you very much. Now all you got to do is go outside and look at it. So there it is. It'll all come out. It'll all come out. And of course, it has in various ways. But man, I pray against it constantly. What are you clowns doing? And man, when I was in Ireland, I saw it in Ireland. You know, I've seen it in Africa. I mean, it's definitely a global thing. It's like, man, come on, guys.
One of those global agendas.
That's exactly right. Well, Jesus said that there would be a global agenda in the last days. And we're actually seeing it today. And then, of course, man, we had our big 30th anniversary.
I know.
It was so
crazy.
Good.
It was beautiful. I got to watch the service again on ODX this morning.
Awesome.
To see you and Pastor Leanna talking about the different memories. And one of Pastor Leanna's is one of my favorite ones. It's the one with the American doll.
Yeah.
Ugh. Every time. It's just for that. It seems so insignificant, but for the Lord to be so intentional about that, it's just so beautiful to see how kind he is
and
how loving
he is.
He is
so kind. And that family needed so bad for there to be a breakthrough with their little girl.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
No, they only had two children, and the one had died in the actual car wreck. And so here they are, a very young couple dealing with the grief of having lost a child when all four of them were in the vehicle, you know. And three of them lived and one of them didn't. They were all bad messed up. But the little girl that did live was in the backseat with her sister. And it took a long time to get her out. And she was literally in the backseat with her sister that had died. And it traumatized her so much that she was nonverbal. Yeah. And this was 2 years later. And when Leanna gave her that doll, it was the name of her sister. Because they're all named.
Right.
And it was the exact name spelled exactly the way her sister's name was spelled. And it looked exactly like her.
It looked like her.
Same tone of skin, same eye color, same hair color, same everything.
And didn't the family pull out their phone and show you a picture?
Yeah, they pulled out the phone and said, look, this doll looks exactly like her. It was just Jesus. And then the little girl said, look, mommy, it's my sister. And then she started talking.
Wow.
It was a tremendous miracle. Hey guys, if you saw that and if you're like, you know what, that blessed my heart, then say that. Just say that, bless my heart, and type that out right now. A double dog dare you to do that. Just say Jesus is real. You know, you can type that out as well. Well, so we're talking today about spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
And you and I have been talking for a while about all of this.
Yeah,
and,
it's a favorite. It's a favorite of ours, I think.
And we also, you and I always share things back and forth together. Yeah. And the thing you shared me, you and I listened to a bunch of old Western stuff.
Yes.
And my favorite is, it's Black Barrel Media.
Yeah, Legends of the Old West.
Legends of the Old West. Mm-hmm. And you sent me David Crockett's, right?
Daniel Boone's, I think.
It was Daniel Boone's. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So it's four episodes of Daniel Boone, and then it's three episodes of Davy Crockett.
Oh, awesome. I haven't gotten through already.
That's season 37
is
what that is. And I want to tell you, listen, I'm the biggest Davy Crockett fan in the world, and I learned a whole bunch of stuff about Davy Crockett on that.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was really good.
That's hard.
But I am going
to
tell you,
because
I've been studying him my whole life, you know. But I want to just tell you, I shudder to think I would speak what I'm about to speak. When it comes to being a warrior, he's not even on the same page as Daniel Boone. Daniel Boone's one of the baddest motor scooters that ever lived. Mm-hmm. That brother, mm-hmm. you know, Last of the Mohicans was actually about Daniel Boone. In fact, a bunch of the same exact battles he was in, the guy who wrote Last of the Mohicans, he wrote it 50 years after Daniel Boone. Mm-hmm. Those are his stories in Last of the Mohicans.
I've read that book. Gigantic.
And he looks like Daniel Day-Lewis. Daniel Day-Lewis. And it is the same exact time frame. And those are his battles.
That's amazing. That's his time frame.
And so the guy wrote a fictitious book called Last of the Mohicans, but he based it upon Daniel Boone's life. And that thing is so legit. And he was tougher even than the Last of the Mohicans. Yeah. He was tough, man.
He had to be in the day that he lived in.
He was something else, man.
Gosh.
Yeah, man. He saw so many of his own kids killed. He had his 13-year-old little girl got abducted by the Pawnee, and he went and chased them down on foot and killed those guys, beat their eyes shut, and stole his daughter back. It's my daddy. She was screaming, it's my daddy. She was telling all those Indians, it's my daddy. He's here.
Didn't he train, like, teach her well? And she was, so she was leaving, like, scraps of fabric. And
she left scraps, and she also drug her feet in the dirt and all that because she knew my daddy's going to try me.
Yeah, he's going to come get me.
And he did. Had a 17-year-old boy that he loved with all of his heart that the Pawnee actually attacked all of them, and they separated his 17-year-old son. And while he was in hand-to-hand combat, he could see them torturing his 17-year-old son to death. And he lived, and by the way, he lived to be 85 years old, which was the ancient of days in his time.
That's like biblical.
I mean, it's like you don't live to be 40 in those days. And he lived to be 85 years old.
That's wild.
I thought I knew all about him in the Cumberland Gap. And like, that's on my bucket list is to go to the Cumberland Gap, you know, that he actually mapped out and he built a road through so that settlers could get into Kentucky, which Kentucky was the Pawnee word that means happy hunting ground.
Okay, now that makes so much sense now, because when I'm talking with Hunter, I always say Kentucky like they do with the Last of the Mohicans. Awesome.
Kentucky is, you know, an Indian word that means that's our hunting ground.
That's awesome.
And so Kentucky, right on. So anyway, I would encourage everybody to get a hold of Black Barrel Media and listen to it, because they're in season 37 and we've listened to all of them. And the one on Wyatt Earp is one of the best ones.
My gosh.
I think my favorite one in there, it actually, though, is on, long hair.
Bill.
Yeah, Wild Bill Hickok. I love Wild Bill Hickok was something else, too. He was something else.
I love this podcast because it does such a good job of telling you, their exploits, but it also tells you about their background and their parents and how they were raised. And you learn so much. Yep. And I learned about so many people that were on the side of freedom in the midst of a culture that did not celebrate or support it at all.
Like Buffalo Bill. Yes. So Buffalo Bill, his parents were hardcore abolitionists. And Buffalo Bill's daddy got murdered by a guy who had slaves.
Yeah.
Because he was always going against slavery. And like, you don't ever hear about that kind of stuff, you know? And so, man, it was just so good, man. It's just so good. So, all right, well, we ought to do a podcast just on Western history.
Because
I'm telling you, it would blow people's minds. It really would be
so much fun.
And so, guys, I want to encourage you. These things, listen, man, you got to know history, because God is in the midst of all of this history. And that's why the liberals of our day don't want you to know any of the old history, because they don't want you to see how God Almighty has moved throughout American history. And it is extraordinary. All right. Well, you ready to get off into this?
I am. I'm excited.
Well, let me pull up your notes here. So I'm going to start off here by telling you something wild. Now, if I say, so you know me and you've worked for me for a long, long time. You and I have worked together. You travel the world somewhat with us.
I know. I've grown up here. Finally feel like an adult now.
You are. You're so grown up.
I know.
Which is ridiculous. Okay. But I don't pull out the I heard God speak very often card, do I?
No.
No, if I say I heard God speak, it's because I totally believe that 10,000%.
Right.
Now, I might say the Lord is talking to me about something, but that doesn't mean I know exactly what it is or any of those things. And while I've had some wild encounters with the Lord and with angelic things throughout my life, it's not a everyday deal. You know, my everyday deal is living with Jesus in the grind. right. like everybody yes. else is. And I mean, we're all human beings, and there's really not anything special about me as far as I got some kind of Marvel comic superhero juice or anything like that. No, I'm just a dude like anybody else. And I'm walking with Jesus. And sometimes the Lord does extraordinary things in my life. Now, it just so happens I'm a lot better storyteller than most people. And so because I'm really good at telling stories, it might come across as, wow, Troy, you know, something special about Troy. I want to tell you right now, there's nothing more special about me than there is anybody else. So I very humbly want to say I had an encounter with the Lord last night. And I was not expecting it. I was not looking for it. We had our 30th anniversary and pastor in the church yesterday, and it was so cool. And I met Ben in my barn last night. We nerded out and watched some of the new Star Trek, which please do not quote me on that. I will outright lie and say we do not watch that. But actually, me and Ben, we sit in there and we watch that. And then I've got a really cool Star Wars pinball.
Yeah, you do.
And we always
I get whooped every time.
Man, I'm telling you, sister, every time. You don't want to mess with me on pinball, man. And me and Ben played pinball until about 8:30. I was so exhausted, as I am every Sunday. I'm just like, oh my gosh. I went straight to bed. I took a shower. I got in bed. I went to sleep. And about 10:30, I know it was 10:30 because once I woke up, I looked and saw what time it was. And then I was up until 3 o'clock in the morning. But at 10:30, I was asleep and I was aware of just the holy presence of the Lord. Just all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Like while
is here.
You were sleeping.
While I was sleeping. And just I'm asleep and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, Jesus is here. Okay, wow. Here we go. And that shift, you know, we talked about this whenever we were talking about, you know, my state got altered.
Right. Wow. Mm-hmm.
The presence of the Lord will alter your state. And that's why we have to constantly press into the presence of the Lord. And we saw that happen today. This morning, we were all in there talking about yucky stuff. We're all battling. And then we moved into miracles and all of our state was altered.
Yes.
Right. And that happened in there. And I was just like, okay, well.
It's interesting to me that just while you were asleep, in a dead sleep, immediately you became aware that, oh,
aware.
The Lord is here.
Yep. And then I saw in the spirit, I was like right beside where I was sleeping. I could see me sleeping, and I saw a guy standing over me that I knew to be an angel. I knew he was a messenger, and I knew he had a word from the Lord he was about to give me.
Wow.
And I saw him. Okay.
You knew in your newer or nowhere?
I knew it. Mm-hmm. And I saw it. I mean, I was aware of it. And
that's
I was seeing
wild.
In the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something. I told you what he said, where yeah. he just kind of wiped away something.
Right.
Right. I thought he was going to karate chop me. And it was like, why would you think? Because he did like this. He went, and he went, and he did like that. And he just kind of moved away anything that would interfere with what he clearly wanted to tell me.
For him to have the authority to do that, mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
And even though I was still asleep, he knew that there was some junk.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went, go. And he went like this. And I was so clear-headed. And it's like nothing was going to interfere. He's like, okay, I got something to deal with. I also knew, oh, it's 1:23 right now, by the way. It's 1:23. Let's progress. Let's go.
Yeah.
Outer court, inner court, most holy place, the whole nine yards. Let's go. And so I was like, boom. Like, I was like ready to receive. And he said, Troy, I have good news for you. And when he said that, I said in the spirit, well, praise King Jesus, praise the Lord. And then I saw myself sleeping going, oh, praise the Lord, all that. And he went, no. He's like, don't talk. Don't even say that. Don't anything, because he had just a second to tell me this thing. And so I got real quiet and he said, I have good news for you. And then instantly I was asleep and I was curled up. I no longer saw me. And I started waking up and I heard what he said. And he said, the eyes of the Lord are upon you. And he said, I have good news for you, Troy. The eyes of the Lord are upon you. And he said that twice. And then he said, you're going to carry this word now. And I want you, when you get up, I want you to search all this out. Do not lose this. This is important that you get this. And then he said, I've done what God told me to do. And he was done. And I woke up. I went, the eyes of the Lord are upon me. And so I reached over, I grabbed a hold of Leanna, I pulled her super close to me, put my arms all the way around her, and I started talking into her ear. And I said, sweet girl, I just had a dream. And I saw the angel of the Lord, and he said, the eyes of the Lord are upon me, and I'm going to start seeing things the way that he sees things. And I'm carrying this thing called the eyes of the Lord, and I've got to look it up. And she said, that's beautiful, that's beautiful. And she went back to sleep. I started to go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I went, no, he told me to get up. So I got up, got dressed, went outside, grabbed a hold of my computer. And today I want to share with everybody.
What you studied.
What I studied.
Wow.
So what do you think about that?
I immediately think of the angel that waited in the, I think it was at the tomb.
Yes.
He was like, look, I've waited for forever to deliver this message. Yep. I've done my job. Yep. Now I'm leaving.
Yeah. He actually said, now I've said it. Like yes. He was, okay, I've said it. Gosh, like, man, I've been trying to get that. I had to get that right.
Right.
I've been waiting 10 million years to be able to say this part. And the Bible doesn't even name that angel.
No.
He's the guy that is sitting on the rolled away stone.
Yeah, that's, yes.
And he's like, nobody moving the stone either.
Right.
Nobody's messing with this word.
So I immediately think of that guy. And then I think of the fact that he's obviously of a messenger class.
Yep.
And then I think of Gabriel.
Yep.
Who is assumed to be the archangel of the messenger mm-hmm. class. And then I remember the authority that he carries.
Come on.
Because sister. He says, hey, no, don't laugh at this. This is real life. Don't question me on this. Yep. I stand before the face of the Lord.
That's right.
That's his authority. That's so I'm like, authority. Whoa, for that whoa. Guy, that the angel that was with you, he operated in authority
that's
because
exactly
he was
right.
able to just wipe something away.
That's exactly right.
So that he could bypass that and immediately get to
anything physically that I had in me that could not receive the word, anything mentally, anything emotionally, anything spiritually. He literally he's gonna, you know, karate chop me.
Right.
And he went like this and it wow. just boom. I was like the biggest receiver you could imagine.
Yeah.
Totally focused. Like what? And off he went. The eyes of the Lord. So I've never, until last night, I have never thought about the authority of the eyes of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
that being a gift, that being an authority, that being a special class of operative authority. I've never thought about any of that before.
I mean, I've only thought about it, I've never thought about it being a mantle. I've only thought about it to know that the Lord's eyes are on you, it seems really intimate to me, but it feels really safe and secure. Because I'm like, you know what? The Lord's watching over me. This is good. I'm okay.
So, you know, Miss Storm here, she writes, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And that is a scripture. We're about to share that scripture. That's actually Psalms 34. Verse 15 is what that scripture is. And so I was telling you and telling all the girls, I want y'all to give me a prayer list, because now that the eyes of the Lord are upon me, I think I can ask really big. And I'm going to go into my prayer tent and I'm going to put my face on the floor and I'm going to cry out and I'm going to quote this scripture in great spiritual warfare,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm going to quote this scripture and I'm going to ask about all the things that we're actually battling.
So good. And I think that's such a wise response, especially my favorite scripture that talks about the eyes of the Lord is the one that I knew. And it's 2 Chronicles 16:9. And it says, for the eyes of Yahweh or the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.
So you qualify for the eyes of the Lord
mm-hmm.
through your loyalty.
Through your loyalty.
And there it is again. That is, there is no such thing as true spiritual warfare
mm-hmm.
without complete loyalty to King Jesus.
You have no ground to stand on except for that.
Okay. Well, I want to just say this because I know this about you, Connie, and I love you so much for it. You're so loyal to King Jesus. You are such a Jesus girl.
Yeah, don't make me cry.
Amen. Man, you are. And I want to tell you, I'm a Jesus boy.
Yes.
I am loyal to the Lord. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'm not mm-hmm. any of those things, and I'm not even trying to be. Now, I want to have mastery within my life concerning certain things I'm designated to steward.
Right.
And praise God for that. But I'm not trying to be the best of the best in any of those things. The best is going to happen because of my loyalty to the Lord and because of what Jesus puts into my life.
Yes.
And man, I am loyal to the Lord. And man, I want to tell you again, guys, your loyalty to King Jesus right now during the days of awe, which is a very, very, very prophetic time, I would just encourage you in Jesus' name to profess your loyalty to the Lord, declare your loyalty to the Lord, resolve yourself, consecrate yourself, repent, turn, and consecrate yourself to the Lord when it comes to, I am loyal to him. What is ever good for Jesus is good for me. And that's what I'm going to do. If it's good for Jesus that I do this, even though it wrecks me a little bit, that's my honor to be able to do that. It, whatever, I'm loyal to him. I am loyal to him. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. Now, we're not talking about salvation. That's not what you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait. Yeah, righteousness is salvation. No, righteousness is how things line up with his ways. Seek ye first his kingdom and then line up yourself with the ways of his kingdom. And all these other things will just be added to you. Man, submit to the king and to his kingdom. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go through this just a little bit and let's go through some of these scriptures. And I see so many people, Annie, I see you on here and people are asking about different things. I'll tell you what, give me just a few minutes. Let me go through some of these scriptures. And then I'm going to tell you guys about a very special, something I want to give away today, which is a bunch of altered t-shirts, because you're helping me to build this boys' home in Mexico City, that we got to get more than 100 boys that are waiting to be rescued, because there's not a single home in all of Mexico that is designated for trafficked boys. They have to go into the prison system. They have to go into the jail system if they are rescued. And you might already start giving to that. Just call the number that's on your screen or go to troybrewer.com and let's do that. And for anybody that, I'm just going to say it, for anybody that gives a gift of $100 or more today, man, you can call in. And I want to show you all these shirts. All of those are all altered shirts. Every single one of those things are, and they are rock star. And that one says, I'm altered. I am altered from lamb to lion is what that one says. And we got a whole bunch of altered shirts. Guys, this is my merch gift to you today. If you call the number on the screen, call 877-413-0888. If you can give a gift of $100 or more today and help us, guys, to build this house that is for more than 100 trafficked little boys who have no place to go to whatsoever on a huge piece of property that has been donated to us and rented to us rent free for the next 20 years in Mexico City, where the acreage there is millions of dollars an acre. And it's literally several acres. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's crazy. We got it for free. So guys, help me build a building. I'm trying to raise $300,000, which is so cheap because it's a $900,000 building. We got it. We got so much stuff donated to us to be able to build this. And the Mexican government is helping us. Also, the American government is helping us. The Department of Homeland Security, the American ambassador to Mexico is also in link with us, and he is helping us. He's the one that actually lined us up with the land and incredible stuff. So, guys, jump in on this great move of God. Help me with this. Call the number 877-413-0888. Say, I want to give at least $100 today, and I want one of those really cool, there's hoodies, there's shirts. We got all different colors. We got hundreds of options to choose from. And we'll get your size and we'll pick your shirt and we'll send it to you today just because we love you. All right. So let's talk about the eyes of the Lord. Here we go. So this one scripture that you gave, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Stop. The eyes of the Lord run. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Bible talks about the seven eyes of the Lord that stand before him.
Yeah. Right. Okay. That's a couple of verses down. Well, it's here.
Let's get into that. So where it's is
Zechariah 4:10?
Okay. For who has despised the day of small beginnings? We all know that scripture,
right?
But then it goes on to say, for these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. Mm. We rejoice over what you're building, right?
And your measurement.
And your measure, which is that righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
That's righteousness. And then it says, they are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. So new classification of angelic beings that we need to add to our species
right.
are the eyes of the Lord.
The eyes of the Lord. And I put two other translations in here because it helped me understand better.
Yep.
So the New Living Translation, it goes, "Do not despise these small beginnings, yes. for Yahweh rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand." And then in parentheses, it says the seven lamps represent the eyes of Yahweh that search all around the world.
So now we're talking about seven fire angels.
Seven, what is it? Seraphim, maybe.
Come on, maybe.
Those are the burning ones.
Come on, the burning ones.
Mm-hmm.
Seven burning ones who stand before the Lord and they run throughout the earth. They run throughout the earth looking for those who are loyal to Yahweh.
To Yahweh, right.
Okay, in your life, have you ever heard anybody preach upon this class of angels?
No.
I haven't. I've never heard it. And here it is. And I had no revelation of it until last night. And he said, "Troy, I've got good news. The eyes of the Lord are upon you."
Wow. And he was in a hurry.
He was running.
Yeah.
And he was in a hurry.
Yeah.
He was like, "I just got a second to be here. I got other people I got to go do and I got to go see. And I got no time for nonsense.
Right.
Go." And everything that would have messed with me, anything that would have interfered with me hearing what he said. And then he said, "Troy, I have good news, the eyes of the Lord upon you, and you're going to start seeing things that he sees." And he went off on all these things, told me, "I want you to wake up. I want you to go in there and search all this out. And I want you to have this word in your life. You carry this word."
Wow.
And the mantle of the eyes of the Lord. I went, okay. And I did.
So what do you think it means for it to be a mantle?
So I think that mantles are always about assignments.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. I think so. You know, whenever Elijah dropped down his mantle to Elisha and he caught it and he wore that, the first thing he did was he took the mantle of Elijah and he struck it upon the Jordan River and he said, "Where's the God of Elijah?" Boom. And he showed up. Like, okay, so you're going to be with me now the way that you were with him, and this proves it.
Mom.
And I'm going to carry on that assignment. Boom, let's go.
So I'm so curious about the encounter. I just have questions. And yeah, I want to get through these, but
let's work it out.
Yeah, so was there a different, a weightiness? Because I've heard of your other encounters. So I know that some of those are just like, whoa. Mm-hmm. But what was the heaviness or the weight that happened with, as you got this mantle, did you feel a new weight?
I felt a new responsibility and I felt a new freedom.
Oh, wow.
And that's the first thing I thought is I got a new freedom. There's stuff that hasn't worked that's going to start working right now, right this second. So I also knew that it was like a very favorable position to have the eyes of the Lord upon you. So yeah, upon you is in he sees you. That's true. But upon you, like you carry it.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm.
All right. You carry the eyes of the Lord upon you. And then we find that there's this whole class of angels, the seven lamps that are the eyes of the Lord before him going to and fro throughout the earth, looking for those who are loyal to the king.
So what that tells me that they're going to and fro. So back and forth, back and forth is if you miss it, you can get qualified. You can get back in alignment and you can still qualify for that type of visitation. That's what I would think.
I like that. So the Bible says, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." Maybe some kind of watcher class angel.
Wow. One of the good watchers.
Yeah. A holy
Daniel.
Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the eyes of the Lord.
And so I wonder if it's also a watchman anointing that you get with this, since it's about the eyes, it's about watching, like keeping watch. Isn't that like a watchman on the wall kind of thing?
Sister, I'm thinking about all this. Hey, I want to ask you guys, what do you guys think? What do you think? Put in your comments and tell me and share with me, what do you think about this thing that come to find out that the eyes of the Lord is a special watcher class of angels that the Bible describes in, let's see, where does the Bible describe that at? We were just talking about
Proverbs 15:3.
Right on. And also, too, where is the one that Zechariah 4:10? Ooh, 4:10 scriptures. I've been seeing 4:10 everywhere.
Wow. Well.
Yeah, I have. So, see, this is what you got to do. You got to unpack. When you have a special encounter with the Lord, or even like a special, if you like have an extreme demonic event or an extreme angelic event, man, you got to unpack it. You know, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out the matter. Proverbs 25:2. And you got to do your homework, and then you got to start going after it. So I'm going to look in here and say, what do you guys think here? And let's see what people have to say. Let's see here. What do you think? Do you have questions? Go ahead, Ashlyn. Thank you so much for that. Replying, yes, thank you. I praise God for opening my eyes, speaking truth to my spirit, and for his grace. Amen. I do too. Christina says, he sees the hidden victims, the lost overlooked. Yeah, that's a big part of that as well. Yeah. Being able to see, being able to understand, being able to recognize, being able to find power of discernment. Right on. I love this. Let's see here. Could it be confirmation that this angel is what will be with you? Well, yeah, I think so.
Oh, whoa. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I like that. That's really good, Lisa Hill. That's really good. Pam says, well, I have a friend who is a seer, and she had a dream about the watchers. She said that they were enormous and what looked like jewel encrusted, and they all were doing was looking back and forth all over the earth. That's interesting. My friend says, and this is Herzog, I feel that God has given you eyes to see the needed children to be rescued. Yeah, yeah, he has. And then Cheryl, my good friend Cheryl Lerner, the Michigan Bullfrog. I call her the Michigan Bullfrog. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl. That's the Michigan Bullfrog. I've met Cheryl. She's been down here twice that I know of, maybe three times. She's a huge ODX partner. She says, I definitely think it is. A lot of the prophets, hey, thanks for that. A lot of the prophets have been thinking about the watchers rising up during this hour. Yep, I do too. I do too. Tiffany says, I feel like it's a new level of protection for you. Yeah, that's a big deal. I want to tell you, I was talking to Rebecca, and I pray for Rebecca's family. Rebecca prays for me the way that you and I do. Me and Connie have something special between King Jesus. Me and Rebecca have something special. Me and Shay have something special. And she was like praying for me last week, like, Troy, I'm praying for you because I had some dreams, like there was somebody literally trying to wipe you out. And I'm like, yeah, well, pray and do that if the Lord shows you that. And then literally someone attempted to kill my wife in an African nation the week before last, and literally put a sliver of glass in her
salad.
Yeah, in her salad. Brought her a salad at a restaurant. And then we had security teams with us. They did a big investigation. They stopped. They wouldn't allow anybody to leave who did this. And there was a Muslim dude there who just thought it'd be a good idea to kill Leanna. And I don't know who he works for, or if he's just demon possessed, or just a typical radical Muslim, right? You know, just a good Quran believing Muslim that thinks it's his job to wipe out all the infidels and to kill every Christian, but literally put a sliver of glass in my beautiful bride's dadgum salad. And it stuck to the roof of her mouth. It made it into her mouth.
Thank the Lord, yeah.
And it shouldn't have stuck to the roof of her mouth. I bet you there's some kind of biblical promise about that somehow, somewhere. I'm thinking about that. Cleaving to the roof of your mouth is that. That's also very prophetic. But I mean, had she swallowed that, that would have been so bad.
Yeah.
And there's no, where she was at, there's no, she would have had to leave that part of the world to be able to go find medical attention. And so we have the medical thing all over the world, the airplane thing. It's a special insurance you buy, you know, and we'd have been calling those cats, but it would have taken 24 hours for a plane to get here from the US, you know, to get there. And she would have been bleeding on the inside.
Yeah,
and
gosh.
Well, that glass would have been moving through her body. And oh my gosh, I'm so grateful to Jesus, y'all. I'm just so grateful to the Lord. I don't know what to say about that. And now during this time, instead of me mourning, and now during this time, instead of, okay, she survived it, but man, we got to get her healed up, I've just been able to hug her and love on her and tell her what a good girl she is. I'm just so grateful for that. Like, thank you for this time. Because it could have been the other time.
Yeah.
It could have been. A lot better people than me have been poisoned. A lot better people than me have been. I actually met with this world famous Christian from the Congo, came and had dinner with me about 15 years ago. I was in Fort Portal, Uganda. Awesome man of God. I mean, awesome man of God. And there was a general there from the Ugandan army, and we had this huge dinner. And at our dinner, somebody poisoned him and killed him, and he died. He died 24 hours later.
What? Oh my God.
Oh man, the Muslims in East Africa are just wiping out Christians like you, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. I mean, they have killed over 100,000 Christians recently in Nigeria. And just they're just wiping them out. They're burning down the churches. They're hauling all the girls off into their Muslim sexual slavery. And the world yawns. The world yawns. And like, man, well, man, I stand with those people. I stand with those people, and I will continue to stand with those people. And it's a good place, man, for us to stop right here before we pray. Because, man, we're about to pray here within a few minutes, and then I'm going to take questions. I'm actually going to take questions for a few minutes. But I'm going to stop right here and say this. Hey, if you're standing with me in building this new boys' home, the $300,000 that we're trying to raise, and the reason why we don't have it in the bank is because we spend all the money that comes in. That's what you guys give it to us for. We could be a whole lot smarter, and we could not spend all the money that comes in through all this amazing partnership. We could just, you know, go, hey, man, we got to play it safe and we need to save up millions of dollars. No, that's not what the Lord has called me to do. The Lord has called me to make a difference within people's lives. So if you can stand with me, call the number 877-413-0888. And if you give a gift of at least $100 today, I'll send you a really cool altered something. So we have hoodies, we have shirts, we have blouses, we have all these different things. And guys, I'm telling you, they're awesome. They are so awesome. We'll talk you through it. We'll find out what your size is, and we'll pick out something really cool and we'll send it to you. And it's just a giveaway merch that we have for you today. I also would love to encourage you to join me at Stage 2 or Stage 3, be sure and join me there. Or you can join up as 4 people did last week as lifetime members. And you can sign up for that. And if you sign up at odx.tv for Stage 2, Stage 3, or lifetime members, you're going to have first dibs on our ODX weekend, which is coming up next month. You guys remember what the date was for that? I think it was the 14th, 15th, 16th.
For the ODX weekend?
15th. 17? Look, we're all saying different days.
Oh, for the ODX Wixon? Yes, the 15th.
Okay, November the 15th, because I don't know, man. The spirit of Joe Biden, I have to rebuke that. I need one of those watcher fire eye aliens to show up and go, no, and just dismiss all of that mess. But with that said, man, we are going to spend the whole day together. And it is exclusive to my ODX partners, like all the people in my church. And we have thousands of people here at Open Door Church. They're going to want to come. And I'm going to say, man, you got to be an ODX. You have to be ODX. It is an ODX weekend. We are going to feed thousands of people together at the Open Door Food Bank. You get to experience that. Then we're going to go back. Then I'm going to feed you. I have a huge dinner prepared for all of us, and we're all going to hang out together. And when I say all of us, gee, who is all that? Well, it's me and you, and it's also Alan DiDio, Joseph Z, Darren Stott, Tony Merkel. Who else am I leaving out? Todd Coconato is coming in. Oh, Todd. Brian Schwartz. And we're going to spend an entire day together. We are also going to be premiering. We're going to be having the premiere of our brand new TV show that's called The Counter. In fact, I'm going to go to a video of that. Do you have the other one? So, right, you guys watch this. We have spent 2 full days filming here, guys, and now we're going to begin the editing process. But the unedited version, guys, is going to be camped out at odx.tv.
Nations going against nations.
What we're seeing actually unleashed on the earth right now.
It's this hopeful expectation.
But something charging directly at us.
Anytime the name of Jesus was mentioned, these beings would flee in terror.
Bell worship, sex magic, human trafficking, pornography. It's actually all a part of the very same things. And friends, we are not afraid to talk about it.
Well, it was a good one, but it's not the one with the cool pose. And I don't know where that is. But we should show that every single time. So can you find the one with the cool pose on it? Because the cool pose at the end, man, I'm telling you, it's so tough. Do you got a picture of it? Is there a picture of it? You know what, man? Old Tater's working hard over there. And we're going to put this on again. The counter is coming up. And we are going to be premiering the first 2 hours, and all of us are going to be on the stage. And then we're going to be fielding questions. We're going to be talking about, the first one is on portals, and I don't remember what the second one is on, so I don't really know. So it's something. Do you have it over there? Yeah. So, man, this brother's working hard over there, which is good. Meanwhile, guys, we are fielding questions. If you have questions, and then, man, I'm going to pray for everybody. We're all going to pray together. Again, man, we're talking about special class of angels called the Eyes of the Lord. Okay, look at this dadgum picture. I need that picture. I think he just took it straight off the video, which is really good. Hey man, we ain't playing, and we're bringing it. We're bringing it, man. And it's gonna be a lot of fun, man. Okay, so Miss Connie, you have questions over there,
yes.
And you have some things, and let's talk about this thing because the eyes of the Lord are upon us today.
Tanya Gaston, she has a really cool question. She said, are the eyes of the Lord similar to the Ophanim in Ezekiel's vision of the wheels within wheels?
Wow. Man, I don't know. I mean, that's definitely a watcher class, right? And so you also have the cherubim, you know, they have six wings and they have eyes in front of them, eyes beside them, and eyes behind them. They see past, present, and future moves of God concerning the throne, right?
Right.
And, but I don't know. You know, the will within the will is a tripped out angel, man. Yeah. I mean, it is a tripped out angel. So I don't know. I actually saw this angel, mm-hmm. and it looked like a person, but it clearly was not a person. And I think that when an angel's, number one, I think that there are angels that look like people.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I also think that there are times that angels show up and look like people because they're being personable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they'll show up in the likeness of a human being because they can shift. They can actually change what they look like. And that's a big deal to me. I mean, I know that within the demonic realm, or I should say within the fallen realm of those, I know for a fact that there are angels, fallen angels, that switch back and forth between beings and trees. They look like, because I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you guys know my crazy story about the giant that we saw, it switched back and forth from a being to a tree.
Yeah.
And you couldn't tell that it wasn't a tree anymore. And then it looked exactly like a person again, and then it looked like a tree again. And so I know that that is the case, that they can switch back, and that there are certain classes of angels that how they materialize or how they become manifest, they can change their appearance. Which 2 weeks ago, man, when I was in northern Manitoba, and I was up there, and I was like, hey, man, anything blurry comes out, I'm shooting it. Well, the issue with shooting something is you don't know how many more there are around and what appearance they're taking.
Yeah.
And you don't want to find that out, man, the wrong way.
No.
So it's best just to be praying to the Holy Ghost
right.
and not have anything blurry happen. And nothing did. Nothing blurry happened. It was an amazing trip, and praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, no. Okay, so next question, Fun Girl Gamer.
Yep.
She says, do you think that saving Liana is part of the eyes of the Lord?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do think that. And I think that I was kind of aware of that because as soon as it's over with, I had a pillow between me and Liana because I went to sleep before her. And I threw my pillow out and grabbed a hold of her, just pulled her as close to me as I could, had my arms all the way around her. And I was talking in her sweet little ear. And I had an awareness that her being protected while she was in that place, her being protected there, I felt like that was a part of that as well. So, yeah. Well, and praise God, man, that the Lord is protecting us.
Right.
You know, praise God for that.
We need it, yes.
And we had a guy here a couple of weeks ago, I think maybe 3 weeks ago, that came to my gate in the middle of the night and was trying to kick down my gate. And that's a good way to lose your foot, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to have your foot blown off.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and I ain't playing about that. So, but with that said, no, man, we have to have the protection of the Lord upon us. We do. We have to have that. Hallelujah.
So you had this crazy cool encounter overnight. It's Michael Foster Hingy. He had some kind of encounter. But his might have been from, like, the kingdom of darkness, but we'll see. He says, I saw what I think might have been a spirit of death, having several dark, disturbing dreams while enduring intense warfare. Praise God for his discernment and not to fear that we're not fearing. So what do you think that is? How is it that people, like, you're having the type of encounters you're having, and then people are going through this intense warfare and getting these dark dreams?
Yeah.
But both are happening while we're asleep. Like, what's up? What's going on with that?
Yeah. So first of all, I want to say this to you, Michael. Number one, thanks, man, for watching. And thank you for being a part. And thank you for partnering with us. And thank you for being our friend. And I bless you in Jesus' name. First of all, it's not bad news if in the midst of warfare, you see something that is not of the Lord. It's good news because they don't want to be seen. That is good news. And you're like, oh, the Lord is showing you that. Okay, spirit of death is lurking here within this place. Oh, well, the fact that you see him actually gives you authority, gives you an authoritative response. And you can actually, because it's all about, you know, beholding and becoming is a huge, which we probably ought to do a whole episode on beholding and becoming. So it's like, okay, when you look at something and when you see something, if it's something of the Lord, then you have a qualification to actually become something that you've never been, because you fix your eyes on that thing and God says, look at this, and you look at that and you become by beholding. The Bible says that when we now look in a glass darkly, but then face to face. So when we now look in a foggy mirror, but someday we will see face to face and we will be led by his eye. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right on, the eyes of the Lord again. So if I look at something and if I see something, like, it's just like that. It's just like the giant that we saw in Mexico. When I got tired of being confused as to what it was. And I went, it doesn't matter if I've never seen anything like this. It doesn't matter what kind of thing it is. What matters is this. I told him, I said, I see you, you joker. And I said it in a voice just like this. I see you. I see you. You are not hidden from me. And dude, and then it got mad. It heard me all the way across that valley and onto the top of the next ridge. It heard me. It was honed into what was going on with us. I was like, I see you, and you will not stop us from rescuing kids. You will stop me. We are not afraid of you. This is a holy place. You have no jurisdiction here. Zero. Mm-hmm. This is a holy mountain. And I was like, you have no jurisdiction here. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I start going off on him. It's like, I bind you. You're going to be bound. You're going to be impotent. There's not anything you can do about us rescuing children here. And I think the fact that, you know, you can say, ah, I saw you. I saw you. I remember one time I saw a demon in my room and I was just being real quiet and it was walking across my room. This is a long time ago, like when the kids were real little. And I just said, I see you. And it froze and it was shocked.
It was shocked. So what you see, you can confront.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You can actually confront it. That's really good, Connie. And like, no, no, no. And here's the deal. Joker, you going to wake me up?
Right.
You don't wake me up?
Okay. Retribution.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Because I'm not going to roll back over and hope you go away. I'm going to demand that you go away. And may you have to respond in a painful way in Jesus' name. You know, you're out. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And whatever curses and whatever darkness and whatever plans that you have, may thee be piled upon your own head in the name of King Jesus. And so, yeah.
So good. So good.
Amen.
Do we have time for more?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have one that's kind of reminds me of the last episode we did. It's from Vicky Hodges, and she wants to know, is there a difference between authority and dominion?
Okay. I was reading.
Oh, no, it's good.
I'm so sorry. I was reading and I was listening at the same time. I'm so sorry.
So Vicky Hodges.
Yes. I'm sorry, Vicky. I'm back.
She wants to know if there's a difference between authority and dominion.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, just because you have authority in something doesn't mean that you have dominion. You can have authority in an area and still be in a knockdown, drag out. And so to me, that falls into the rest category. Dominion, having full dominion, falls into the rest category. So it's like, okay, on the seventh day when God Almighty, you know, after the sixth day when God created man, on the seventh day, he rested and he said, it's all good. It's rested. And he had full dominion full dominion, full power and authority, full control. Mm-hmm. Everything was going the way that he had designed it to go. And that kind of dominion also speaks of a certain domain. You can't have dominion without a certain realm or without a space, and that has to do within a domain that God gives you. So I think it first starts off as an assignment, and then you get mantles of authority as you exercise your gifts and you strive towards dominion.
So that makes me think of your teaching that you do on the Land of Milk and Honey, the Promised Land living, when all the systems that are set in place are working right.
Yep.
And they're producing.
Yeah, that's
so
really
it's like
good.
There's no wrench that's messing those things up.
Yeah, I grew up working on dairies, and you don't just have milk.
Right.
And like, well, all you need is cows and then you'll have milk. No, it doesn't work like that either. So many things have to go right, and you have to manage everything on a daily basis for things to go right and then for things to continue to go right. And all, you know, the every system has to work, including it's got to rain, you got to have feed, you got to have water, you have to move them from one place to another place, you had to clean up everything, they had to be herded, and then they had to be milked, and then, of course, you know, they have to be impregnated. They have to this. All that stuff has to be managed.
Right.
The calves have to be weaned off of them, and then you have to keep them milking once the calves are actually milked off or are actually weaned off of them. And then you have to store and collect the milk in a way that it doesn't rot, and then you have to distribute it, and then it has to be sold in a way that it works. It's all, if it's flowing with milk, then it's flowing with a system that works according to the way of the plan that it was designed for. And it's the same exact way with honey. You know, just because you have bees doesn't mean you're going to have honey.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, man, that have to go right with that. So, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Amen, sister. That's good.
So authority would be owning the dairy.
Yep.
But dominion would be doing the things it takes to make sure it's
successful.
Yeah,
dominion when it all works.
Got it.
Yep. And I'd also say when you can cash in on it, you have dominion.
You get profit back,
exactly,
or production.
Right. Yeah, I would say that too. So we strive to more. So we strive towards dominion of the domain that Jesus has given us as we use our gifts and operate within our own authority. I would say that that's the way that that works.
It makes me think of that scripture that says that you're supposed to strive for the rest. So strive to enter into the rest.
And
the rest
is
would
dominion.
Be getting the production.
That's exactly right. That's the rest. That's the rest.
So
and
good.
You fight hard for that.
Right. It's not easy.
And it's not that there's not work in rest. It's just not work to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The management of it just becomes the management of it. And you have dominion. And it's your privilege to manage things and to organize things with free of wolves and attacks and Comanche Indians or whatever it is that's trying to destroy everything.
Right.
So it's like, okay, there you go.
Oh, so it's you fighting to be an overcomer.
Yes, yes. And that is Promised Land living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's where he wants us to live. This has been a good day.
It has.
Connie, I want to say thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
So
it was fun.
I want us to pray over all this, knowing that the eyes of the Lord are upon us.
Yes.
Wow.
And that mantle.
And that mantle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to meet up with Pastor Jerry, which I can see him back there. I can see his little skinny legs through there. That is you, right, Jerry? I remember, man, when you used to have big old fat legs. I miss fat Jerry.
I walked right in when you were telling that guy on the mountain.
Yep, which Jerry was with me. Hey, Jerry. Jerry ran through. When you saw it and it turned around and walked off, what did it actually look like?
First, when I saw it, it looked like a tree beside a tree.
Yep.
Then it shape shifted. It looked like a gigantic thing, hairy. It was blown away by the size.
Yeah.
I saw that audacity of the size of it. I said, no. Then you told me, Jerry, turn around, be calm. What?
You were calm for Jerry's standards. I should have defined the standard.
Yes.
I really should. Hey, pull over here real quick. Sit over here with me here real quick. Guys, Pastor Jerry Sellers is joining me here today. And man, brother, people from all over the world are watching. And I had an encounter with the Lord last night that I haven't told you about.
Come on.
And I just told everybody else about it. And the term for it was called the eyes of the Lord.
Wow.
I know. Never even heard of anything like that.
Eyes of the Lord. Kind of reminds me of the seraphim around the throne.
Yep. Exactly right, man. So, hey, man, just for the sake of everybody that's on here, and you're our executive pastor, you're the guy that runs Redemption Ranch.
Yes, sir.
You're the guy that runs it. Two different things. We just got through with the big bear hunt.
Yes, sir.
And we're setting up 2 weeks next year so that we can have twice as many people join us.
Yes, sir.
And tell everybody real quick just about that.
The bear hunt will be 2 weeks in September, and you'll have the option of bear hunting. You'll have the option of duck hunting and actually the option of fishing. So you can do all three, or you can do two of the three, or you can do one. The cost is going to probably be around $5,000, excluding travel, and that includes the lodging there. It includes three meals a day. It includes your guides, and includes an encounter with God. So what we look for.
And it also includes all your licenses,
yes,
as well.
Yeah.
And so they 100%. You get all of your licenses there. And it's in northern Manitoba, Canada.
Yeah.
And we switched from going in from the springtime to the fall time because the fall is so much better.
It's cooler. There's hardly any bugs. Yeah,
the bugs is the big thing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It being cooler is a really big deal. But, yeah, man, the bugs, man, the bugs, because in the springtime, man, you've never seen bugs
bad.
Like that.
I don't know how people live during that.
I don't either.
It's horrible. It's horrible. And you get the trifecta of the duck hunting, too, because it's only in the fall.
So it's a lot better. The weather is better.
Yes.
The bug situation is non-existent. It's just crazy. You get to also go duck hunting.
Yes,
and
sir.
The big one for me also, too, is the Northern Lights. The Northern Lights are,
dude,
in the fall time.
I could not believe we saw them.
I know.
First time I saw them with my naked eye.
Me, too. It was my first time, too.
That was awesome.
It blew my mind, dude.
That was awesome. And then with you being there and that session we had on Thursday was next level with all those men.
Yeah, we had a 2-hour session, which we filmed. And I can't wait to see all that. Shay, we got to get together. I got to see all of our footage from that, which we will be uploading to odx.tv. And we'll be uploading all of our footage from there and doing all that. But the bottom line is that we had a 2-hour session. We ate lunch, and then we spent 2 hours in there talking about, okay, you're going to go out to a stand, and God's going to make you aware of things that you carry that you can leave here.
Yeah.
And, man, it was good.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
And things show up in your stand, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us.
Yeah, last year, Pastor Troy was sitting in his one stand multiple days, and he had an encounter with a bear, and it was a wily bear. He would come in, but wouldn't come enough, but you could tell it was a bear. And the next day, he came in there, he walked up and climbed the ladder, got in his seat, and there was a carved-out spear.
Yeah, like an arrow. It's actually notched like an arrow, and it was actually in my seat. And like, well, what was that? Okay, I want to tell you, I think it was that raven brought it to me, because that raven had been bringing me things all week. And guys, these are the biggest crows you've ever saw. They're like these giant ravens. And sitting up there was a big giant raven. I mean, when they fly in, it sounds like a pterodactyl. It's like, blah, 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 blah. And flew in. And I was sitting there, and so I was eating peanuts, and I threw some peanuts at it, and he flew off. He came back, and he brought me a rock, you know, and just dropped a rock off. And then the next day, there was some kind of piece of metal. It was like a piece of tinfoil or something he brought me, something that's kind of shiny. I didn't see him bring it the third day, but I kept leaving food for him. And in my chair was a man-made stick that somebody had whittled.
Yep.
And he found it. Probably got it from another stand where somebody was sitting in a deer stand or a bear stand just whittling. And it's whittled out like an arrow. Dude, when a raven brings you an arrow, that, if you don't recognize that as prophetic, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
I immediately thought about, I've carved you in my hand like a polished shaft and hit you in my quiver.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
Well, I would encourage you guys, man, to come out and say, hey, right now, I got a whole year, man, to save up the money. I got a whole year, man, to put this thing together. It's first come, it's first serve, and it's going to go fast. We did a bunch of commercials while I was up there. And again, I haven't got any of that footage or seen any of it yet. So I'm going to be asking about all that today. We'll start showing you guys the commercials for that so that you can sign up. But how do people sign up for that?
You can call the call center and request for me.
Okay.
You can email me at jerry.sellers@odx.tv. And just do that. We're going to be doing the second week and third week of August, probably. And we'll be doing 8 hunters per week.
Okay. Outstanding.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to be there for both weeks.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be a hoot. So, guys, come out and join us. Hey, ladies, send your man on a once-of-a-lifetime trip to northern Manitoba to hang out with us for a week. And, it'll change his life. It really will change his life. And we believe that he'll come home a whole new man. We believe that.
100%. 100%.
All right, guys. Well, look, I'm going to let you guys go. And remind you guys, just sit right there just a second, man. And I'll go with you, man. But I'm going to let you guys go. And I want to encourage you guys to call the number on the screen, 877-413-0888. Go to troybrewer.com. Help me finish this boys home. We have the burden of raising $300,000 and believing God for that. So please help us do that because, man, we got to get that done quick. And you guys are. Man, there's been so many givers. And I'm just so grateful for everybody who gives $100 or more. I'm going to give away one of my cool altered swag shirts, and it's every kind of shirt that you can imagine, including big old thick hoodies and all kinds of stuff. You can just tell us what kind of shirt you want, or if you want a blouse, or if you want something like that. It's got altered on it. It's really cool. But first, I want to pray. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Everybody ready in here? Jesus, we come to you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, God, for coming to me last night. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the seven burning eyes before the Lord that go all throughout the earth. Thank you, God, for that visitation last night.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for the good news that the eyes of the Lord are upon me. And Father God, sir, such as I have, I speak that over every single person, God, that is watching that is loyal to you. Lord Jesus, such as I have, I give unto them as well. Father God, I want to lift up all of our partners. And I know, God, that there's huge financial breakthroughs. I just felt it and just declare that over every single person watching. Hey, man, you see if you can't receive this word because I just felt it. I just heard it. Huge financial breakthrough right now at this very moment at 2:11 p.m. Central Standard Time at this moment in the name of Jesus. And Father God, sir, I love you and I praise you and I thank you. Let your goodness go forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Guys, I want to encourage you guys, man, to join me tomorrow for the Pulse. And who all's lined up on the Pulse this week? Okay, so guys, join me tomorrow. And
twins.
Right on. Frickin' Frack will be here tomorrow. Encourage you guys to join me tomorrow, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. And guys, I love y'all. I love y'all. I call you blessed. And until next time I see you, I call you the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favor the Lord. And I want you to watch this one more from the counter. Watch this.
Welcome to The Counter, where we decode the lies of modern day culture using biblical truths, divine revelation, and prophetic insights.
Pull up a seat to this prophetic powerhouse where we expose the enemy's playbook.
We will counter fear.
We will counter deception.
We will counter woke ideology.
We will counter legalism.
We will counter the occult.
This
is The Counter.